morning, gather round. It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Sound the bell.
Here's the good news. In a pre-Thanksgiving edition of Not Necessarily the News. I think Doris just messaged me. She was checking on us. We're running a little late for Not Necessarily the News.
I'm sorry, Doris.
We are here. We're just making sure these stories are fully cooked before serving them. Otherwise, you know, like worms and stuff. Yeah,
let's start
we
right
don't
out.
Want that.
Hey, what happened?
But welcome our pre-Thanksgiving Hank Facebook Livers. Have fun in the comments section. Tonight's lead story from yesterday, it was the pardoning of the two presidential turkeys.
Today we continue a time-honored American tradition. That's a well-trained turkey. See how happy he is?
The turkey really
in
did
a few
know.
Moments, I will grant a full, absolute, and unconditional presidential pardon to two handsome Thanksgiving turkeys. And this is their lucky day. This is a lucky day for them.
Yeah.
KB and
no,
Heather
Lee. No. It was
thank you, Mr.
Gobble
President.
And waddle. So and they will go live out their lives. I think one wants to get into politics, so it's going to be interesting. He did say, though, yesterday, the president, that any previous turkey pardons were null and void, though.
Oh.
I don't. Yeah.
So that, what happens to all those turkeys living their best lives?
Acorn and squash from last year kind of freaked out, you know?
I can imagine.
They got plans. One's got a timeshare.
I mean, where do you,
in Boca.
Yeah, where do you hide? Can't go to Turkey.
ICE has a new mission, don't they? Well, go get them.
You know, Cupid hard at work this holiday season, but it's not just for KB and L, but one, Hugh Jackman, who is reportedly set to propose to his girlfriend, Sutton Foster, which is really, really sweet, right? Mm. Yeah, unfortunately, she's still very married. Sources say as soon as things finish up with her husband, Ted, Hugh will be on one knee, and there's a lot in the works.
Come apparently, on, Ted.
he wants to go into business with her. Yeah, his finance folks, not too pleased about this. They're saying, hit the brakes there, Hugh. Even better, Jennifer Lopez wants to sell him a rock. She's now a product ambassador for Zeb's Diamonds.
Yeah, she probably got a couple extras just laying around, right?
I mean, yeah, you got to go fishing where the fish are. She knows.
Spoiler alert for those fans of Dancing with the Stars. I'm waiting. And you've been warned. We have a winner from the season last night. Congratulations, Robert Irwin. That is your Dancing with the Stars winner of 2025. He was an expert in the samba this season and is best known as the son of Crocodile Hunter, of course, the late Steve Irwin. Now, that rating, I'm sure, will be so big, but not so much for the 2025 CMA Awards on ABC.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dancing may have better awards for their finale than the awards show did for the CMAs. First, 6.04 million viewers. For some perspective, let's look back just 10 years ago, 2015, 16 million viewers.
Whoa.
Yeah, the all-time low has been achieved for the CMAs.
Look at the CMAs go.
Yeah, that's okay. Those new AI artists will fix everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, go get them.
So a few folks, well, there's ones that always tend to get rich in the rough world of divorce.
Oh,
and that is the attorneys. Rumor has it Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are only speaking through their legal teams. She does not want a heart-to-heart with her future ex-husband. And insiders say things aren't just icy, KB. You know about the ice. They are downright frozen. Her motto is it's about their daughters. Faith and Sunday, talking can come later. Healing is first.
I think I saw that on a t-shirt. All right.
Faith, hope, love, live, laugh,
yeah.
Love.
I think in our ceremony, we're just going to have all of the Corinthians read. I mean, you just cover it all. So tomorrow's Thanksgiving, of course. Today, also known as Blackout Wednesday. It's outside of New Year's Eve and St. Paddy's Day, the biggest bar night of the year.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Family arrives and then they go out. But Black Friday is coming up. And so is Brown Friday.
crap.
That is one of the busiest days of the year for plumbers, the day after Thanksgiving. And we have now a list, as Salt Lake City is now the most clogged city in America. Top this year, 23% overall increase in plumbing-related searches and reported cloggings. So, and a large part of that is, too, it's, you know, it's colder there, so they have frozen pipe issues. But Brown Friday puts also in the top five. You got L.A., Miami, Honolulu, and coming in at number two, for number two, Dallas.
Number two.
I mean, we could have told you that.
So what are you eating this Thanksgiving?
Number two.
Not just about turkey, mashed potatoes, pie, and all the classics. Some folks really like to mix it up, namely one Hudson Westbrook. You see, he is the new newbie that will be opening for a guy by the name of George Strait on his shows next year. And he has a little something special at the family buffet.
My favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving is a little bit odd, but it's stuffing with jelly, like grape jelly.
Stuffing with jelly. Interesting.
It's going in deep. Some of the weirdest holiday foods around the globe. Oysters in France. Pig on a spit in South Africa. Mm. The Japanese apparently love eating KFC for Christmas. And in Eastern Europe, it is quite an emotional commitment to make carp. Very serious. Okay. In fact, they have been known to keep it in the bathtub for a few days, swimming around. Or battering up and giving it a good fry. Merry Christmas.
I wonder if that's a thing, because Hudson's from Stephenville.
But it's stuffing with jelly.
Mm-hmm. Like stuffing jelly. With jelly.
Kelly?
Is that a Ville tradition? Let us know, Stephenville.
Oh, it's purple. Charlton.
And Gordon Ramsay's been rumbling around there, so who knows? He'll yell at you. Be careful. Sad news to report that legendary toy inventor Bert Meyer, the inventor behind iconic toys like Rock'em Sock'em Robots,
yeah,
Light Bright, Mousetrap, is passed away at the age of 99. And his family said he passed away, surrounded by his family, there in his home in the state of Illinois. I mean, 99, that is a great run, and it also said on his box, I mean, his toys. Ages like whatever and up to 99. So how about that? He made it. And then I saw Wicked yesterday. It's still going strong. Had the biggest Monday ever in theaters. That's saying something. And probably the biggest Tuesday because those tickets were not cheap. I saw it in like extra 3D, super 3D, something like that. Yeah, so I can't see anything today. But what is trending right now is the Wicked Margarita Challenge. What it is women are going to Chili's where they're downing these special, and they have branded Wicked margaritas there at Chili's. And then after they get tipsy, they go to Marshall's where they set a budget and then film themselves trying to say within it while schnookered. Some have overspent by hundreds. That's the TikTok challenge. No, it's not. That's mom at Marshall's.
That's what I was going to say. This is just part of being a woman, I believe.
And this is scary. Holiday season. UPS workers announced they may go on strike as soon as Black Friday. Yeah. You got union against, obviously, the brass there at UPS. But yesterday, the union actually said that the door is open to negotiations. Of course, they're on the other side of it with really short brown shorts, and nobody wants to be on.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.